Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's when we read five stories of real dumb people doing dumb things, and then we vote on the dumbest.
Okay.
That's simple.
Yes.
So we're going to read back and forth.
Yes.
And we're going to pick the dumbest.
I'll do number one.
All right.
Dummy number one.
Dummy number one.
A woman who hid drugs in her Christmas gifts has been arrested.
Oh, no.
Police pulled over 23-year-old Mary Ann T. Connolly of New Jersey on December 22nd for a turn signal violation. During the traffic stop, canine officer Ace assisted police in locating 2.5 pounds of marijuana in the vehicle. The drug was found inside wrapped Christmas gifts, according to a police report. Officers also seized $9,000 in cash from the vehicle.
Wow.
Police said Connolly was arrested on suspicion of possession of cannabis and taken to LaSalle County Jail.
So marijuana in the presence.
Ooh, she was having a good Christmas.
Do we call her a dummy now? We say, you're a big dummy, but we're picked the dummiest.
Yeah, there's usually the sound bites.
Okay, but we don't have it.
Red Fox.
So
here you go. Dummy.
Dummy.
There you go.
First of all, I have no problem with someone being turned over or pulled over for a turn signal violation. I'm so happy. I'm shocked they do that in Jersey, because as little as people use turn signals here in Chicago, they use them even less in New Jersey. All right, so I got dummy number two. A man's desire for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich led to his arrest. According to the Cheyenne Police Department, 26-year-old Zachary Munoz was arrested and booked in connection to break-ins at Four Rivers Equipment. Someone on three separate occasions stole power tools and equipment from the location. Police say Munoz was linked to the burglaries by a half-eaten peanut butter and jelly sandwich that was left at the scene. The evidence earned him the moniker PB&J Burglar within the department. Testing done at the Wyoming State Crime Lab confirmed that Munoz's DNA was on the sandwich. Wow, I didn't know you could pull DNA off. I didn't know you could pull the saliva off. But, you know, it's sticky, so I could see it maybe... your saliva gets stuck in there. So police say a discarded coffee cup linked Munoz to three burglaries that happened at JCPenney's store at Frontier Mall earlier this year. So he's just leaving his DNA everywhere. When Munoz was arrested, that sounded dirty, was arrested, he was reportedly behind Sportsman's Warehouse with burglary tools in his possessions. He pleaded not guilty earlier this month, and a trial is currently set for February.
Oh, boy.
You big dummy.
There you go.
Was that okay?
You got it.
Right.
Dummy number three.
I will do three and then, yeah, okay.
Video is on Nick D's Facebook page, so go check it out. A mechanic in China was filmed taking an unconventional approach to auto repair by lying inside the open hood of the vehicle while it was moving.
Oh, no.
The video recorded December 13th shows a mechanic perched next to the engine under the open hood of a car as it moves through a parking lot.
Wait, I'm kind of confused by this. Wait, he did what?
Perched next to the engine.
All right.
So he's like over it.
Okay.
And it's moving.
Okay.
So he's fixing it as it's moving.
Okay. Okay.
The mechanic was reportedly trying to fix an issue with the vehicle. The car reportedly had to be in motion while the mechanic worked because the issue was a steering problem that he had to adjust while driving. There have no reports of injury, and it is unknown if he was able to fix the issue.
You big dummy. Okay, we got a couple more big dummies. We're going to vote on which one of them. We're through three of them. Got two more after that, but right now, first, we got a little look at the forecast.
Here's dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
There we go. Now it's officially a big dummy segment. 720 WGN, Nick DiGilio, Esmeralda De Leon, and myself, John Hansen, filling in. We are through what?
We got we're up to dummy number four.
We're up dummy. To dummy number four.
Yeah.
All right. All right, a man upset with being arrested several times this year, how could you not be? He broke a piece of police equipment and was promptly arrested again. A 57-year-old man was spotted Sunday morning outside of Hair and Nail Creations on Main Street. This is according to an arrest report from the Wildwood Police Department. I'm a Wildwood police officer. That's a great department to work for. I'm a Wildwood police officer.
With that same accent.
Yeah.
And, like, intonation.
I hope they're just, like, on the East Coast, and I'm just like, Wildwood, Massachusetts.
think it's in New Jersey.
New Jersey. Wow. Did you just get all these from New Jersey? This is just from the New Jersey Star. All
this
five of
the
these big
New
dummies.
Jersey dummy
the
edition.
Mechanic riding around. Okay. Wildwood. The man has been banned, had been banned from the property earlier in the year, so he shouldn't have been there. Now, when the officers approached the man, he refused to obey the officers' commands. He then intentionally damaged a radar antenna mount, according to the arrest report. When asked why, he said he caused the damage because he's been arrested too many times this year, and it was his way of, quote, unquote, getting back. You've arrested me too much. Goodbye, antenna. Take that, Wildwood. He was booked at the Sumter County Detention Center on charges of trespassing, battery, criminal mischief, and resisting a law enforcement officer, and bond was set at $13,000. You big dummy.
Dummy number five, a man dressed as Santa Claus, was arrested Monday for possessing a variety of drugs, the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office said.
A myriad of drugs. Okay.
The sheriff's office was conducting an investigation following numerous drug complaints when Isaac Geiger, 41, was spotted. He was standing at the driver's door of a U-Haul rental truck in the parking lot of a business. Police said Geiger stood out because he was wearing a red and white Santa Claus outfit, complete with hat and white beard. It's the season.
Yeah.
Police said they chased Geiger, who tripped over his Santa pants and fell to the ground. Detectives tried to take him into custody, but he rolled onto his stomach, put his hands under his body, according to authorities. A search of the U-Haul.
Is that a way to stay not arrested? Is that a really effective way?
You ain't gonna get me.
That sounds like what a 2-year-old does when you don't want to put him in the crib. They just roll over. You can't get my hands. We do not need your hands to arrest you. We're Wildwood police officers.
A search of the U-Haul revealed marijuana, a scale with marijuana residue, and a black pouch containing ecstasy on the front driver's seat. Geiger is scheduled to make his first appearance in court Tuesday morning. In 2012, he pleaded no contest to 2 drug charges and served 5 days in jail.
Wow, that's impressive. Okay, so we're going to be voting on who the biggest dummy is. Is it dummy number one? Remember, he was the dummy who hid pot. Oh, she was the dummy who hid pot in her Christmas presents. Is it dummy number two, the dummy who ate a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at a crime scene leading to his arrest and also had coffee cups with his DNA all over the place as well? Was it dummy number three, not a criminal, but a dummy mechanic who was working on the car while it was driving around? He was so dumb, it took me a while to understand what he was doing. I didn't get...
the dumbness of his dumb.
So is he actually brilliant? I don't know. Dummy number four, the dummy upset over being arrested so many times that he broke a piece of police equipment and was arrested again. Or was it dummy number five, the dummy who sold drugs in a complete Santa outfit and rolled over to not be arrested?
Okay, so now we go around the horn.
Okay. I'm glad that you're helping me out with this.
I remember.
Because when I usually tune into Nick, it's right around this time. This is normally when I'm getting up and going to work, and I am not functional at this for these first 20 minutes. So I really appreciate that. All right, who are we going to start with?
Dan.
So I am a sucker for details in all of these stories. Mm-hmm. And so I'm always fascinated when criminals have time to eat. It's like, really? You know, like, I'm robbing this place, but I'm going to take a moment to eat my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I've known people who've worked on their cars while they are moving, so I
really?
Will. Yes, it's pretty.
Is this a thing that people think actually needs to be done, or is there actually some merit to it?
My father-in-law rode around in the trunk of a car while my brother-in-law drove around so he could try to find out where the knocking was coming from. So, so it happens.
Well, that makes sense,
yes.
I guess.
Wow, sure.
The beautiful detail about number four was that it was a nail salon that he had been banned from. What are you doing in a nail salon?
Hey, yeah. Everyone needs to get their
nails needs a good mani-pedi once in a while.
Right.
But in honor of the season, the guy who was selling pot in a Santa suit is my vote.
So number five. Nice job, Dan.
So, Vic.
Vic, what do you got?
I'll make it interesting and go with the guy who broke the antenna because it's just – and I don't – I'm not a supporter of vandalism or anything, but I think it's funny when someone gets so mad that they break something and they feel better. Yeah.
Yeah, I showed you. So it's a vote for dummy number four. Laura, which dummy are you going with here?
Well, you know, I kind of like the holiday theme, so I was having a hard time deciding between the lady with the packages of gift-wrapped drugs and Santa that was selling the drugs. And I'm just going to have to go with the Santa because I'm a fan of the bad Santa.
Dummy number five. The second vote, Esmeralda.
I'm going with number five.
Whoa!
He fell over. He tripped over his pants. That's like a whole Benny Hill situation going on.
Yeah, that is very appropriate. Well, I guess no matter who I vote for, it's not going to win because dummy number five is the winner. But I am actually going to be voting with Vic for dummy number four, the guy who says, I've been arrested too many times, suggesting as if it's the police officer's fault, like they are picking
He's
him
had
out.
It.
There should be a limit. You should only be allowed to be arrested 4 to 5 times a year. After that, you get a free pass. It carries over. They're like vacation days.
You
have a
PTO.
Bank of it. Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't roll over into the next year. Exactly. So I'm going with dummy number four, but it's dummy number five winning with 3 votes
Santa
to 2.
Pants.
Santa pants. The dummy who tripped in his Santa pants and rolled over to hide his hands from being arrested as the biggest dummy. Are we okay with that? Well, obviously
yeah.
we are.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we voted. Our vote counts.
Democracy.
Yeah, there you go.
Democracy in action. Okay, that was fun. I like you, big dummy.
Congratulations on your first time, John.
Yay.
I feel good. My first big dummy.
There you go. All right, now it's time for Straight Out of Context.
All right.
F-bomb. Out of context, context, context. Context.
All right, so every week people listen 24/7 to the radio station to hear phrases that are fine in context, but when taken out of context are quite hilarious. And so we start things off with Doug. He sent in this one of Esmeralda.
Or just get yourself one of them thingies.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Do we ever find out what the context is when we do these? Or
we
no?
try not to.
Okay, I like that.
And
okay.
I forget.
Yeah.
Like anytime I'm like, I don't know what I was talking about.
Eric submitted this one of Wendy Snyder.
I don't know why I liked it, but I watched it.
Mm-hmm. Eric also emailed this one of Bill Luff and Steve Bertrand.
Matt Ferdini is in it.
And he'd do it.
He would do it.
My Lou. People are catching on.
Making yep. a bed of nails.
Yep. Yep. Celine sent in this one of Wendy.
Just to eat it. I don't know to ride it.
What?
What in the world?
Okay.
There's only so many things you can eat and ride.
Yep.
And actually, I can only think of one. So let's.
Ken in Milwaukee heard this one of Anna DeFontes.
They're big packages of meat.
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, Brian from Bartlett and Larry submitted this of Rokan.
Man messed with his own balls. You do not want to deal with a guy who messes with his own balls. I'm going to tell you that right now.
That's just true. That's straight
oh
in
my
context.
God.
That's just good advice. That's good fatherly sage advice. That's not out of context.
Laura from Wheaton emailed this one of Dan Hampton.
Being from Arkansas. I never seen anything like this before.
I like that one. That makes no sense.
Wild Bill sent in this one of Frank Fontana.
We devoured those sweet and spicy nuts.
Mm-hmm. It's the way he said devoured so passionately.
He was into
mm-hmm.
it.
Peter and Decatur and Patrick heard this one of Patty Vasquez.
Apparently, I blow very well.
Oh, boy, that oh, one's
Patty.
Right there.
And then Tim and Harold submitted this one of Patty.
I've been told that I can sit on the organ.
Oh. Look, she's been alerted to it. Yeah.
I believe this is for the New Year's show, so.
Yeah. Eric's responsible for the next couple ones. First up, Bill and Wendy's producer, Kevin Richter.
I'm hanging out.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
And then this one is Sherry Fontana.
So you want to be able to go for a long time.
I love when they're just dangling there. Oh, well, that could. Oh, no.
That's you're next
that,
week.
Yeah, you're oh, that in boy. 2 weeks. And this one of Roe.
I can't do it this time of year.
Well, it's cold.
Duly noted.
It's cold. I get it.
Eric, Ken in Milwaukee emailed this one also of Roe.
Are you on the cooter side of the...
What? Was it critter?
Cooter.
Oh, are you on the cooter side? Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Eric sent in this one to Dean Richards.
Oh, boy.
You can't scratch anything in the studio anymore.
Disappointed about it.
And I'll tell you what, let's take a break. We'll go to news and we'll finish up after the news.
F-bomb. Out of context, context. Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context.
720 WGN, John Hanson, Esmeralda Leon here for Nick DiGilio, and I giggled like a schoolgirl or schoolboy.
You were so excited there's more.
I thought we were done. I thought we were going into Fly Jams Friday, which is also great. We're going to get to that in just a second. But we have more Straight Out of Context, Dan. I'm so excited.
We do. And this one I think is fantastic. Sean heard this one of morning show producer Mike Jacobson.
Mary Sandberg really wanted me to give it to him on the air today.
I would believe that from Mary.
Mm-hmm. And Mike.
Yeah, I believe it.
Matthew submitted this one of Mark Carmen.
I mean, you're really getting into it in there.
He's referring to his car.
Okay, that's good.
Harold's responsible for the next two. First up, Roger Badish.
Oh, God.
I'd get that sucker up to like 30 miles an hour.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe that.
Is Roger a frequent?
Yes.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Because there's sometimes when Roger's talking, I'm like, oh, my God, Roger. I love Roger to death, but sometimes I don't think he knows what he's saying. He just is like, oh, good. Or maybe he does, and he's just brilliant. Okay.
Harold sent in this one to me. It was this nice little moment we had every morning watching you guys.
Aww.
That's creepy.
It's very romantic. Sherry sent in this one to Mark Carmen.
I would ride Gertie to the moon.
Who's Gertie? Oh, we don't need to know. Never mind. I just want to put everything into context, and it's so much better just to leave it. Okay.
Mark heard this one of Esmeralda.
Oh, God.
You're sticking your hand in there?
More good advice. That's motherly advice there is what that is. Mm-hmm.
And the final one, another one of Mark Carmen from Scott.
Such a soft bun. A nice, soft, fresh bun.
Sorry. I didn't know when that one ended. I'm so glad it kept going. Okay, so that was straight out of cut. Oh, that was so much fun. I'm so happy with extra. Are you dying, Esmeralda?
The way he says things sometimes.
Well, it's
so
just
perfect.
It's so perfect, right? And he means it so seriously,
nice,
too.
Fresh bun.
Oh, that was really good. That was really good. Okay, so we do that every week, obviously. So, Dana, people, maybe this is the first time they've heard that. How do they get in contact? What do they do?
NickDShow@gmail.com. Anytime you hear somebody say something that makes you giggle, like it makes us giggle, just jot down the time, the day, email me at NickDShow@gmail.com, and you'll hear it later that week, or in this case, 2 weeks from now.
I was not surprised there was a lot of Wendy Snyder to start, because I listen to Bill and Wendy a lot, and oh my gosh, I'm going to need to start contributing some of these
regulars.
Things. They're regulars. They make regular appearances.
Yeah.